Blog Talk Radio.
That's my girl.
That's my girl, I mean that's my lady. Cry for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it gets, just to
be
me.
We hustle all day, and still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Love.
Entertainment Report. Don't you all love happy songs? And today's topic to me is a happy topic. That was Don't Fight the Feeling of Love by Sledge, Mississippi native, current longtime Dallas resident, Charlie Pride. And before that, you heard a fantastic remix by DJ Swagger, Everything You Need, remix by Mario. And That's My Girl, which you all have heard before, by Jackson, Mississippi's own Affiliated Music, featuring the R&B group that is based in Jackson, Recognition. And Recognition have been seen before on BET, and like I've told you before, Affiliated Music have won Jackson Music Awards before, a couple years ago, and so that's another new song that they have out, but you all have heard it because I've been playing it about ever since I got on air. And speaking of Jackson Music Awards, I just want to remind you all and inform you all that the Jackson Music Awards will be on July 10th and the 11th of next month. And hopefully I'll be able to nab an interview with the founder, who is a mentor of mine, Mr. Jesse Thompson. Many of you are from Junior. You all, many of you out there in Blog Talk Radio land know him, are familiar with his work, or have been a part of Jackson Music Awards. I haven't been to Jackson Music Awards in ages. I don't know if I'm going to it this year, but most definitely I must promote and let you all know about the awards show because it's awesome. I remember when Boyz II Men performed when they were an unknown group at Jackson Music Awards in the early 90s, and it was Michael Bivins' new group. And I'm talking about literally like a couple months after they performed at the Jackson Music Awards, I mean, they just literally exploded. I mean, wow. So it was cool to have met them and seen them perform when they were, you know, a group going around promoting themselves, you know. So that was pretty cool. So you all can friend them, Jackson Music Awards, on Facebook. Can like that page. And also visit the website at JMAA Inc. JMAAINC, you know, for more information, ticket information, or if you want to become a member of the Jackson Music Awards Association. So I just wanted to, you know, put that plug in for Jackson Music Awards, and shout out to all the nominees this year and those that will be hosting and presenting the awards and all that are part of the production. But that Everything You Need remix by DJ Swagger. Everybody that I presented are part of Mississippi or from Mississippi. So this morning was Mississippi music pretty much. And Charlie Pride, I don't know if many of you all know this or not, he is a former baseball player. He used to play for the Negro American League, Memphis Red Sox. I did not know this until the late 90s. When I was a volunteer with the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame Museum, you know, when you're a volunteer, you get a chance to, like, read more information than you would if you were just touring the museum. So I was like, wow, he used to play for the Negro American League. Visit his website, because he has an awesome website, charliepride.com. So, but, you know, I felt that that song was perfect for today's topic. Don't fight that feeling of love, you know? And then Everything You Need is that love song, you know, and That's My Girl, hey. So my friend Reggie Roughneck is on the line. I tell you all, he said he has things to talk about regarding the topic of love. And we're not just talking about true love, but true romantic love, that, you know, that mushy-mushy love. What's your perspective on that? You know, are you an optimist or a pessimist when it comes to the topic of romantic love? You know, if you guys have read the description of my show today, I state that even some individuals in what seem to be in successful romances and marriages can be pessimist when it comes to, you know, that true romance, romantic love. And what are your views toward true romantic love? Let's talk about it. I'll share my perspective on that always fun and interesting topic of true romantic love. And like I said, I'm going to allow Reggie Roughneck to, you know, he's just going to present, you know, allow Reggie Roughneck anything. He's going to present his perspective also. And DJ Swagger, he's a former love interest of mine and also a bandmate of mine. So you all can visit, can friend him at, on Facebook at Derek Richardson, DJ Swagger, and also visit his Reverb Nation and check out his other remixes, Reverb Nation / DJ Swagger, and then his Twitter name is DJ Swagger 71. We were love interest between 95 and 97, right before my second unsuccessful marriage. So, you know, just a little background history. But we're very, very good friends. And like I said, we're bandmates and also. So check him out. You know, he has some pretty good remixes. So, again, Charlie Pride will be in Shelton, Washington, I see, on June the 25th at Little Creek Casino. So I just want to, you know, share that info with you all. I saw that when I visited his website. So I tweeted and posted a recent interview of his on my Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook pages if you all have not yet checked that out and seen that. But I felt that was good to share that since I was already decided to play it. Don't Fight the Feeling of Love. Terrific song. You see, I tell you all, I love all genres. And then he is from Mississippi, native Mississippian. And he was, what, the first country musician to perform at Opryland. You know, this is history, guys and ladies. But before we click on and talk with Reggie Ridge, you know I love to share the definition from Wikipedia's definition of romance, romance love. Not just love, but romance love. Romance is the pleasurable feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. In the context of romantic love, love relationships, romance usually implies an expression of one's love or one's deep emotional desire to connect with another person. Historically, the term romance originates with the medieval ideal of chivalry as set out in its romance literature. The general definitions are, the debate over an exact definition of love may be found in literature as well as in the words of psychologists, philosophers, biochemists, and other professionals and specialists. Romantic love is a relative term, but generally accepted as a definition that distinguishes moments and situations with interpersonal relationships to an individual as contributing to a significant relationship connection. The addition of drama to relationship of love. In relationships, during the initial stages of a romantic relationship, there is more often more emphasis on the emotions, especially those of love, intimacy, compassion, appreciation, and affinity, rather than physical intimacy. Within an established relationship, romantic love can be defined as friend or optimizing of intimacy in particularly luxurious manner, or the opposite as in natural, or perhaps in greater spirituality, irony, or peril to the relationship. In culture, arranged marriages and betrothals are customs that may conflict with romance due to the nature of the arrangement. It is possible, however, that romance and love can exist between the partners in an arranged marriage. And it goes on to the historical aspect of it. So just check out Wikipedia's version of romance, romantic love, in its entirety. Check out Wikipedia, and then you also look at love. But, you know, some of us don't need to know the definition of love. We know love when we feel it. We know love when it's in us. We know love when it just oozes out of us. You know, we know love generally, but then romantic love, you know, there's a whole other topic of agape love, when you just love, unconditional love. You love everything, love everybody. But then romantic love is that love, that romantic love. You know, that's a whole other topic. But we'll go ahead and connect with Reggie Ruffnet. I wasn't sure if he was calling in today or not, and he did. So thank you, and shout out to all my supporters and all my in-person and online friends, and those of you who I recently received friend requests from, and awesome music. I've tweeted and posted some awesome videos and songs that I recently received. And just I wish everyone a happy weekend, and I congratulate all the guys that have been, you know, have been drafted with the NBA draft, and we'll talk about sports tomorrow, the NBA, NFL, and MLB, what's going on with the LA Dodgers, and, you know, is Mark Cuban really interested in purchasing that team? That would be really good if it's a win-win situation, and, you know, et cetera. But right now we're going to talk about true love and romantic love and talk with Reggie Roughneck. Thank you again. My views are right now fastly approaching 19K, so I thank you all. You all are really checking out Culture Shock Entertainment Report, so thank you. And, you know, let's just keep networking with each other and doing what we do. And remember, Austin Brown's 85 trailer will premiere Monday on demand, on Music Choice on demand on Monday. Okay? Okay. Happy Freaky Friday.
Hey,
you
up next?
Hi. Happy
what's
Freaky
up?
Friday. But we're talking about romantic love, so maybe I should be talking about Freaky Friday. How are you this morning?
Yeah, that's an interesting segue to come into.
What? How are you this morning? That's how people greet people.
Doing okay. I'm well.
Okay. Well, you know, we're talking about true romantic love. Did you hear the music I played? Did you hear the Charlie Pratt?
Yeah, I was.
Don't fight
yeah,
the feeling.
I was checking that out.
I was the music and Charlie
was
right there where you are, in Big D.
Right. I must say that was a interesting intro that you played before we got on the air, but I just said, hey, that's D, so we're gonna roll with it.
Straight from Mississippi. But what's going on? Right. You know, to talk with us, tell us, you know, how you feel about true romantic love. Even though we grew up together, I mean, I vibe that, you know, you might be roughneck, but you are a compassionate roughneck brother that,
well,
you know, believe in romancing.
You know, like I said, that's part of how my nickname came about was that old MC Light rap about Gotta Get a Roughneck. So,
exactly, and I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. For real.
Yeah, and I've been carrying that moniker now for almost 20 years. So,
somebody has started calling you that roughneck from the phone.
Not necessarily from the phone. Actually, a coworker
oh.
gave me that nickname.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, you know, kind of got a little kick out of my last name being Ruffin. So
uh-huh.
he just threw it in his roughneck, and it's just, and roughneck just kind of stuck since then.
Because I really do love my roughnecks in my life, and don't you, if y'all just get offended, y'all just get offended, because somebody got offended when Denise Richards said something about having some type of picnic a couple of weeks ago. If y'all get offended, y'all just get offended then, because I do use this term. I'm in Mississippi. I love my roughnecks and my rednecks. You know, so I shout out my roughnecks and my redneck brothers, you know. Some people, you know, people can get and say, well, I can't believe she said redneck. Yes, I did say redneck. I grew up in Jasmine, Mississippi. I love my rednecks and I love my roughnecks. And everybody else. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, well, some of my best friends are rednecks, too, so I don't have a problem saying it either.
But some people are like, I can't believe what you said that. But that's
But I mean, you would be surprised that, you know, some white people do get highly offended by that word, so.
Well, I'm talking about the people that's brown complexion. I can't believe she said that.
Hey, well, you know, in this new genre we live in now, where you have to be highly careful and very particular about what you say and how you say it, you know, I'm still trying to get used to it now, because now people want to treat gays like they're an ethnic group, man. I'm just not. I'm
so that's a whole
other
show topic.
Right.
That's a whole
other
show topic. But
exactly.
I do, you know, I'm a big supporter, a big proponent of the gay community, and you know I have a lot of gay listeners. And you know a lot of gays do compare their struggle to the civil rights era. I'm talking about dealing with black
right.
and white issues.
Well, you know, it's just like
but
the
it's
Hispanics
a sexual preference
now,
issue.
Right, and you know, and that's the word you use, preference. See, you know,
Some people are born that way, but that's a whole nother show.
That's, well, like I said, that one's going to go a little over my head on that one because, I mean, being, like I said, when you're born to be something, that's a whole nother thing. I was born black. I didn't choose to be black, but I just feel that, you know, homosexuality, that's a choice for most.
But some people don't have a choice. Some people are born. You know, because I feel natural being born heterosexual. If I one day tell you I got a girlfriend, then that was my choice. You know?
Precisely.
But some people are born.
Precisely.
But some people are born, you know, where they just are attracted to the same sex.
Yeah. Well,
we're talking about true romantic love, and we only have 90 seconds for live streaming. But we can talk on because you've been on the air for, believe it or not, 7 minutes. Eight minutes, and we have gone. Because when I saw your call, I said, oh, my God, let me hear him speed my lips and so on, because I didn't know for sure if you were calling or not. I hope you had, because I had told listeners yesterday that you were supposed to be calling and sharing your perspective. So
we have
a minute of live streaming, but we have about 10 to 15 minutes. You know, to talk.
Right. Well, what I was going to say on the topic that we was discussing about love is that, you know, for some of us, it seems like a very unattainable goal to reach because.
Excuse me, 1 second. Thank you all for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We'll stop live streaming in about 30 seconds. So what's up? Just share your love. Be selective with who you share your romantic love with, though, but you never know
Absolutely.
When Cupid will show up. You never know when Cupid will shoot you with that arrow. Okay, to listen to the show in its entirety, remember to visit my profile. That's what's up. Okay.
Well, yes, the goal of trying to attain it is a case of trying to finding somebody who feels the way that you feel about love and romance and everything. That is the most difficult thing to find these days because a lot of people are now in it for what they can gain from it, whether it's security as far as finances or just the fact of trying to find someone that you can trust. And that's a very hard, it's a hard thing to juggle. It's like juggling three bowling balls, literally. And, you know, and monogamy is very, very, very hard to have these days, and that's unfortunate. You know, once upon a time, you know, when two people met and they fell in love, they stayed together no matter what happened.
Just like my neighbors tomorrow are celebrating their 50th anniversary. You know the Browns, Mark Brown's parents. They are having their 50, and some of you all know Justice Judge Malcolm Harrison, his uncle and his aunt, celebrating 50 years of marriage. And in my family, a lot of, you know, my uncles and aunts stay married to death, you know? And it's just amazing how people can celebrate 50 years plus. Nowadays, if you spend 6 months plus, that's a big thing. But it's back to what you're saying. You when you stick to vows, if you remain married all those years and through kids and grandkids and ups and downs,
right.
I mean, you definitely sticking to them vows.
Right. You stuck with them no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Like,
shout out to the Brown family. I meant to shout you all out during the streaming. But shout out to you all and just congratulations on seeing 50 years and seeing your kids and experiencing ups and downs and your grandkids and so on. So God bless Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Leola Brown. Okay. Okay. Since you brought that up, I just wanted because I meant to mention them earlier. Okay.
Hey, got to get your plugs in when you can.
Because that's about 50 years. Some people can't even make it 5 minutes.
Man, who are you telling? I mean, people just, I mean, it really sickens me in a lot of ways how people can just, you know, they talk about marriage and everything or commitment or, you know, or whatnot, but then they can't even get out of the starting gate without stumbling and falling all over themselves. I mean, that is something that, you know, sometimes I ask myself, will it ever happen? And I have friends who gone through that too. I mean, even people who I've had a relationship with, you know, we're probably still friends even afterwards, but then they start asking that question, you know, when we were together, how we did things, and now that we're not together, now they try to find out someone else, and then it's like, you know, what have I done, you know? And one of the things that I always tell people is that, you know, we're always going to have difficulties in relationships, but never say or do things to the point where saying I'm sorry sounds more like an insult. Because taking, you know, you take things for granted when you get together sometimes, and you
that's
just
not a funny
always
topic, but that's something.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at it, but that's you telling the truth, and what?
Right. I mean, it's just
I'm listening.
The things that some people say and do when they take things for granted. And the worst mistake you can make in a relationship is putting your business out with your so-called clique. You know, whether it's family members, friends, whatnot, because everybody's not going to have the same views on situations or even the person you're with that you're going to have. Because, like, when you two kiss and make up later on, these other people you're involved in the situation, they're still mad. You know, so you have to be careful what you say and how you say things about whatever's going on, because then they're going to be questioning your mind as to why you in it. Why are you still in this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody's going to have snags and, you know, going through it. But one of the main things I always stress,
so true romantic love don't mean, just because you got true romantic love, it don't mean it's all perfect.
No.
True romantic love, yeah, it's fun and true and mushy, but even true romantic love, if it's true love, you got to go through some stuff, huh?
Well, yes, because perfection is something we all want.
Because when you get true romantic love, you're looking at the upside of it. Well, you know, when you're walking, when you're on cloud nine.
Absolutely, but
so what you saying? Sometimes that cloud get deflated.
Yeah, that globe clouds coming with rain too. You know, I mean, it's gonna be some rain in them clouds. You know, it's not always gonna be sunshine coming through those clouds. So everybody has a very distorted view that it's gonna be happy, sunshiny, and you know, all glossy and glitzy all the time. You know.
Yeah.
We ride on the highway be smooth and paved sometimes, but every now and then you're going to hit a few bumps, a few chuck holes, you know.
But then, like you said, that's when those bumps occur, and when we get, I get to stepping. Can't take this.
Right. You know, people are so fragile now.
It could be the guy or chick gaining a couple pounds or losing a couple pounds. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be like,
yes. or it could be because of person
any kind
change
of flaw.
Jobs. Yeah. Person change jobs or something.
Oh, yeah. Let your bank account status change and you really find out about true romantic love.
you got that
right. That's a female and male
that's
perspective.
There's some guys
that be like, hey, what you bring to the table? Because I've shared with you before, a long time friend of both of ours, somebody who you know I care for a lot. He was like, "What you bring to the table?"
Right, and I mean,
you know,
don't
just think that women Just don't think women get to step in or be, because, you know.
I would never say that, because, I mean, just the same thing I say about the B word. I mean, there's a lot of men that resemble the B word just as much as women, and I call them out as such as well. So, I mean, it's just, you know, just some things that people don't understand is that just certain words and certain categories necessarily don't mean gender or race, because those things go both ways. Look at it, I define it on the individual, you know, so that's a good point. But y'all made me lose a train of thought when you started talking about finance, because when I was married, my wife at the time, she was such a perfectionist. She started wigging out just because I got a couple of NSF fees on my checking account. It wasn't even her account, but then mine. And part of the problem was her assuming that, you know, what was mine is hers and what's hers is hers. So that wasn't, you know, that got to be a problem. And when you're trying to meld your personality and your ways and your things in with what you do, yeah, it's going to be a little rugged the first. Any marriage, I usually give like the first 5 years. The first 5 years is the filling out point, trying to get to know what the other person
neither
does.
Neither one of my marriages lasted 6 months. So you have to, like with some people, you got to give them a curve to.
Yeah. Beth, I'm going to say this. The reason why it didn't last, because some people are good at hiding who they really truly are. And
oh,
then
you talk
mess
about
around,
that with me often with dating.
Right. And then you marry them, and some people take that ring on the finger as you got a possession now. You know, you got my last name now. You know, you mine. You know, and some people are good at just letting, they just let it all out. And then all the negativity and everything just start coming all out at once. Then you ask yourself, who the hell am
I
married?
I wonder why it's like that. Charmers. Those are charmers.
Precisely. They're like, you know, they'll open the door for you, let you in and out. They'd be a total gentleman towards you and everything. And, you know, everything is honey, baby, 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 oh, baby, baby, I love you, baby, and all that. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, they strike
not, not the werewolf come
sudden.
Out. The werewolf don't come out. You gotta be kidding me. The female werewolves come out.
There's some she wolves out here. I ain't gonna lie. I married one. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Oh, I can't believe you saying this.
Hey.
Now, somebody, now you know some of you all mutual friends are listening.
Hey, I wouldn't care because they didn't marry her. I did. They didn't live with her. I did. They didn't have to quit with that crap. I did. So, don't get me start calling names. So I'm trying to be nice. Let me start doing some name dropping. So I will do that.
Let's protect the innocent or the not so innocent.
No. I was about to say ain't no innocent on that one. No, don't expose the guilty. That's what that is. And then, you know, of course,
oh, my God,
you know,
you need to be at Edison Improv. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about that one, too, but that's another story as well.
but you made me think another topic in the near future. We need to talk about that, because I want to produce more shows about finances, but definitely financial issues when it comes to marriages and couples that are living together. You know, do you combine your checking accounts together, and do you keep a separate account? You know, how do you properly manage money? You know, it's like you said, it's tough enough alone, you know.
Well,
couple,
I'll put it
how
like
do you
this.
Properly
on
manage
former,
money?
On the former, no. On the latter, yes. I mean, because I
do
not
believe. That's a whole other topic where we definitely just
right.
talk about money and couples, money and love.
Money and love, yeah. Those are that's oil and water right there. You know, that's sugar and salt. You know, some things just don't mix. You do not. Some things you don't put together. So.
Since you brought
that up,
definitely, I think I'll put that on schedule on the, soon.
Well,
we'll
I mean,
talk about that.
Those are just two things. Those are two things that actually causes friction in a lot of relationships. Is love and finances. That's. That would be a nice one for a lot of people to talk chiming in on. You got to do a 5-hour show on that one.
Exactly. You know, wow, because, you know, we're talking about true romantic love, but, you know, I really was thinking from the way the Charlie Pride song goes, you know, don't fight the feeling of love, but then what does true love entail? All of the above. Stuff that you have to endure.
You know, well, there's a whole lot of songs we talk about now that a kick Charlie Pride slap out of the radio station. He'll be sitting up there harmonizing, singing about love, and they go,
one love song like that you're making me think about is the song from Boomerang. Love should have brought you home last night.
Well,
you know,
that's a song put Tony Braxton on the map. Because, I mean, you remember
and got a lot of people
Tony
in trouble. And got a lot of people in trouble. A lot of people heard that line.
Tony Braxton.
Men and women, because love should have brought you home last night.
Tony Braxton used to do some, she used to sing some songs, man, that used to just have both people, just both sides falling out. No. Another sad love song. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'll never breathe again. 7 whole days. You know.
You officiated the woman.
Oh man, she did. She said she sang. She was singing like she was really torn up over something. Somebody hurt Tony bad, and she got popular behind that. So there's some guy.
I
had
that song
Tony's
where
life.
Tyson Bedford, her boyfriend, got injured in the. A motorcycle accident.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Died in the video.
I
love
heart.
That. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, we're taking a whole nother turn.
And the Tony Braxton Hour brought to you by Block Talk Radio.
But she's known for love songs, but you're bringing it to my attention, the love